Good Saturday morning to you, everybody, and welcome to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show, along with Chris Radlitz, Director of Family Services. I'm Gary Byron. Chris, good morning, brother. Good to see you.
Good morning, Gary Byron.
How are you?
I'm just happier than a pig in poop. How about you?
Well, it's Labor Day weekend, so it's a long weekend.
I know.
And we're in September now. Ay, ay, ay. Always goes right by so fast.
What happened to August?
Right? What happened to the whole summer?
Wait, that's it. That means summer's over.
Well, I mean, unofficially.
It's
It's beautiful weekend. It's going to be in the 90s for the next several days, you know. So just because it's September doesn't mean we're still technically in summer till the first day of fall is the 21st.
Yeah. I think. Yeah.
So, hey, I'm not ready to relinquish the reins of summer yet. And Mother Nature isn't neither, evidently. So.
I don't know. I don't purport to know Mother Nature very well, nor what she believes. But I will tell you this. I'm happy if it's not humid, and I'm happy if it's not freezing. So
You'll wear a jacket regardless. You can never tell the weather by looking at you.
No, because I always am repping the brand.
Winter, spring, summer, fall, my friends, he wears the same jacket year-round, whether it's 25 degrees or 95 degrees.
But let me clarify for the listening audience. I have three of the same jackets. They are all washed intermittently, so I am not wearing the same one every single day all my life.
That's not what I meant.
Just so you know.
The fact that you're wearing a jacket, the same type of jacket year-round. All right.
Anyhow. But it's become kind of my thing. It's my trademark. I always have the jacket. I always rep the brand.
Yeah. You have a full power jacket. You don't even wear it anymore.
Well, you know, I mean, I used to wear it when I'd come up here sometimes. But, you know, this is who we are. I'm proud of who we are.
Absolutely.
I absolutely love being able to say that. That's who I work for.
As you should be.
Yeah.
I would be as well. It's a great organization.
It is. They do good things. Yeah. They really do. And they care. Much more so. You'd never expect it. You just don't, you know. When you come into, I've been here for over 8 years now. You come into an organization, you never really know what the culture is until you spend time there.
Okay.
And the culture is one that is caring. And it's really intent on really making sure families are being taken care of properly and getting what they need.
You're lucky. You know how many places of employment are not like that?
Listen, it's why I'm one of these very fortunate human beings that gets to get up in the morning and say, I love going to work every day.
Well, see, I do too. I really do.
Yeah.
Put it this way, I there's not many people or companies that I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 4:15 and come to work, you know, every day.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I get up, I'm usually up and up and at them by 4. Okay, 4:15, yeah. Same as you.
Yeah.
Because that's just how I am. I always have been, you know, and I get up and I do what I have to do, go get a workout or whatever. I'm in the office by 7:30 sometimes, and I'm happier than anything.
You're lucky. Yeah, you really are. You're blessed. You're very fortunate. Not everybody can say that they enjoy doing what they do for you. I know people. I knew a woman who was making not just six figures, like I'm talking $250 a year, between $200 and $250 a year. And she had great responsibilities with an insurance company, Connecticut, one of the major insurance. Okay. Miserable with what she did. So much stress. And she ended up in the hospital at a very young age, like in their 40s. And you know what she did? She eventually left the job. And everybody's like, whoa, hold on here. Maybe you need to take some extended time off, get yourself back mentally, physically, you know, recharge the batteries. You'd be foolish to leave this job. Just think it over thoroughly. And she goes, oh, believe me, I have. You can't put a price tag on your health. And she followed through with it. She left.
How's she doing now?
She's got a job that's about less than half of what she was making. Loves it.
Yeah, there you go.
Loves it. And it gets up early and goes to work with spring in her step.
It's, you know, it's just kind of a gift to know that, you know, you feel good about what you do. And you brought something up. I mean, stress is a tremendously damaging thing that you have to go through. It's like the silent killer. I mean, stress in your system affects so many different things. And I've learned this just over the years because, you know, I've been around a while. And it's true. You know, you don't even know that you have the stress sometimes. And when you finally do something to de-stress yourself, you realize, holy cow, that really was eating me up. It's like, you know, I drive periodically to Virginia, right? So I can take 95. It's a 5.5-hour ride. And it's, you know, it's a high-stress ride because it's major highways. It's the 95 corridor. It's not pleasant. Then I found this alternate route taking 81, which is an hour and a half longer, okay? Because it takes me much further west.
But
there's no traffic.
And I've taken it.
The beauty is of the scenery going down where it makes the ride so much nicer. So that lack of stress. You know what else I learned? It hit home for me during COVID. Because I couldn't get on an airplane to fly. Because at the time I was traveling to Alabama, I couldn't fly to Alabama. So I had to drive. There's nobody on the road. And you know what? It was the most wonderful experience driving. And it taught me. I said, okay, you really do feel stressed when there's a lot of cars around. You really have to try and change the way you travel.
Your I-81,
and it made a big difference.
Your I-81 story, it just brought back a memory with me. So I was driving to Florida with an ex-girlfriend back probably 2004 or 5, somewhere around there. I had to do an event. I had to do a New Year's Eve event that I was hired for down in Florida. And Melbourne area, Sebastian area. It was in Vero Beach, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so my then-girlfriend said to me, why we're driving as it is. Why are you not taking 90? Why are you taking 81? It's so out of the way. And I said, wait until you. It's maybe when you look at the two side by side, but with the amount of traffic on 95, and some of it is two lanes and it's boring. Wait until you say, I've heard nothing but great. I had never taken 81 before, but it was all recommended to me, though. Like, Gary, you go this way, you'll never go 95 again. And it took some convincing. She's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yes, let's just add more hours to the trip as if there's not enough to begin with. By the time we got off, she loved it. Can we take that way back? So I know when you said that, it all resonated with me.
And it's true. I mean, you're going through the beautiful Shenandoah Valley, you know, you keep going further south and you hit the Smokies and Tennessee area. And it's just so nice. It's just beautiful. And it's stress-free. There's little stress.
Like you said,
and
stress
that's a key. I mean, there's no getting around that.
All right, let's take care of some housekeeping items for the CCA. Let's start with, I know there's like multiple Dignity of Life that are scheduled in this month of September. So let's start there before we move forward.
Yeah, so we've got some seminars starting Wednesday, September 6th at 2 o'clock in St. Peter's Church Hall in Torrington. Very next day, Thursday, September 7th at 6 in the evening at St. Peter's Church Hall in Torrington. Wednesday, September 13th at 2 o'clock at St. Francis Cabrini Church in North Haven. And on Thursday, the very next day, September 14th at 6 o'clock, St. Francis Cabrini Church in North Haven. So those are the most current ones. And once again, always look at the website to get the most up-to-date information, which is ccacemlikemary.org.
You like that, don't you?
I love it. It means a lot to me.
I wonder where you got that from.
I don't know, but whoever instituted that in my memory or in my repertoire, I owe a debt of thanks to.
Oh! Well, then. I don't want to brag or anything.
Oh, was it you?
Hey, what else is going on over at the CCA?
Hey, there's a lot of exciting things that are happening.
Oh, good. I'm glad I asked.
Right down the road at Holy Cross Cemetery in Glastonbury, we just opened a new section of semi-private family estates. It's a beautiful area with benches and shrubs, and it gives families a private garden-like environment for their loved ones, similar to what we opened up in Mount St. Benedict not that long ago. We've also are in the process of installing two new columbariums in Calvary Cemetery in Waterbury, mm-hmm. and that's for families who choose the cremation option. And we also have the two new columbariums, one at St. John's Cemetery in Wallingford, and one at St. Lawrence Cemetery in West Haven.
Okay.
In New Britain, we just finished a beautiful new section with a feature statue of Pope St. John Paul II as its centerpiece. So that's a really exciting little area, and it's just beautiful. The statue and the way it was done around it and all, it's just gorgeous. So I encourage people to come out and take a look. Now, here's something really, I think, exciting. In the months of September and October, mm-hmm. we're offering the families of the Archdiocese a special promotion. If you purchase a mausoleum crypt, you get $500 off. And if you purchase a tandem crypt, which is two spaces, you'll get $1,000 off, which we've never done before.
No, it was $750.
It used to be $750. So we've never had that kind of an offer before. So in these difficult times, we hope to make it easier for families to do pre-planning. As we've discussed many times in the past, the idea of pre-planning is just so very important for families. Oh. So I'm happy to be able to share that with our audience, and hopefully it makes sense.
The one where you had $500 and $750, that was back, what, a few months ago? Was that the spring, or was that
It's usually February time frame, somewhere around there, yeah. So now this one's for September and October.
And it's a better deal.
It is. And it's for 2 months instead of one.
That's right, too.
Because normally it's like either September or October, but we just decided to try and help families out as much as we can.
You know, I like how you guys look out for people. It's not just business and dollars. It's really, you care about families. And you know people are struggling right now. There's many people on fixed incomes. There's a lot of people who are living paycheck to paycheck. And listen, you don't have to offer exceptional deals. You don't have to offer deals at all, but you do. I mean, that says a lot.
Okay, so I don't ever really talk about this. When we started the FSA program, mm-hmm. it's been a little over 8 years ago now, and that's why I was brought in actually to start this program. So my background has always been heavily involved in high-level sales management. I did a lot of leadership development consulting for major corporations, designed leadership programs, trained 30,000 managers at worldwide for Caterpillar Corporation, Microsoft, all kinds of things. And, you know, I love that. Leadership, I think we've kind of chatted once in a while in the past. Yeah. Leadership has always been a very interesting topic to me. But when I came here, one of the things I realized was that these guys are really trying to do something good, but they don't quite know how to do it efficiently or effectively. So we made changes. We made a lot of changes to this organization. I mean, it is a completely different organization than it was. And it's not saying the old one was bad. It's just that this one is better. And we really have done a lot to instill in the people who work for us that the first and utmost important aspect of their lives is to take care of the families of the archdiocese that we've been entrusted with from the archbishop. And to date, I think it's always seemed to work out very well that's the priority. Now, people who are family service advisors, you know, they have there's a sales aspect to what they do.
Sure.
Even though we don't really hire salespeople per se, but they have an aspect of sales. And I've always told them, and I continue to tell them, well, I tell them two things. One is the hardest job you've ever done in your life, and it is. I don't care what you've done. Mm-hmm. And two, if your only concern is the health, safety, and welfare of the family sitting across you, from you, the money will always come. So don't ever, you know, the whole idea of like trying to upsell somebody or no, I don't want any part of that. That's not who we are. And I'll tell you, I've dealt with a lot of cemetery associations across the country. And we are kind of unique in that aspect because our folks are not high-level, high-pressure salespeople. They are people whose backgrounds come from social services, welfare work, the healthcare industry, you know, those backgrounds they've exhibited the traits and qualities of people who know how to be empathetic, compassionate, and really care about the person that they're dealing with. And that to me means everything. You know, anybody can be a salesperson in a way, yeah. Whether you're good or you're bad is, you know, completely up to you.
But not everybody has empathy or compassion.
But not everybody can be empathetic. That's not right. Everybody can be compassionate. Not everybody can care, put others first. You know, it goes all back to the thing. It's kind of how you should view your own personal life, right? You're not the most important thing in the world. There's a greater higher power that you have to answer to. There's always something more important.
Well,
that it's not all about you.
Do unto others.
Do unto others. Absolutely.
As you would have done to yourself.
It's kind of a way of life, you know. And I guess I'm proud of the people, the team that we've put together. And I think that.
Are you looking for more?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm desperately seeking Susan. I am. We really need to find, you know, two to three, at least three, maybe four more good, solid people who, you know, have a desire to serve others and actually have an opportunity to make a good living for themselves and their families.
You spoke a moment ago of what the qualities of what you're looking for. Is there an educational background that they must possess on their resume that is required for this position?
So, you know, I'll tell you, this is how I view educational backgrounds, okay? An educational background, the higher level education you have, is to me an indication of an individual who knows how to start something and finish it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Do I care if it's a 4-year college education? Do I care if it's a 2-to-3-year master's program? Do I care if it's a PhD? Not particularly. I care about the fact that you've started something and you've completed it. Okay? So whether it's a technical school, whether it's a computer school, whether it's a college degree, those are the things that I look at. Because, look, not that I'm anybody special, but I'm going to know within the first 5 minutes of meeting you whether you're going to be right for the job or not. I just do, okay? Because I can tell how people look at me in the eye. I can tell how they treat those around them. You know, it's like, remember I told you why I take people out for their first interview?
Oh, yes. See how they treat the waiters?
I want to see how they treat waiters.
Right.
I want to see how they interact with the people around them.
And you don't even say much.
No, I don't say much of anything. I want to hear what they do and how they do. Well, I actually, you know me, it's hard for me never to not talk.
No, but I think you observe more than what you talk.
Well, I may do a lot of talking.
At the first meeting.
Yeah,
but
I may do a lot of talking even, but I'm observing everything. Because that, to me, tells me a lot about who's inside. What's going on inside the person. If you're just completely ignoring someone, or you're being flippant or not showing any real emotion or care about your server or people around you, you're just bumping into someone coming to the table or whatever. It tells me a lot. And I hate to tell you this, but I mean, there's been people that have had great resumes but did not interact well with others. And I passed up on them because, you know, yeah. I know. We seem to have had a – I know there's something we were going to talk about today.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure we have enough time to get to it, but go ahead.
Folks,
I know you have to do that
thing.
You've
been listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show along with Chris Radlitz, Director of Family Services. I'm Gary Byron. Of course, you can contact Chris toll-free at 800-505-0080. I'll repeat that more towards the end of the show, the website, the email address. Wow.
You know, it's funny. I know that we always talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about. You know, so, and then I think today we're going to talk about the Saints, and I think it's St. James and something in particular. But honestly, you know what? I'm having such a good time with you just talking about who we are. And it's not often that I take that time, you know, because I
don't think we've ever taken a whole show and devoted
here's
it to
the funny thing.
Your staffing and what you look for.
So the gentleman I report to, you know, I do this radio program. And he'll ask me, did you talk much about the cemetery association? Well, you know, because we end up talking about matters of faith, right? And things that are of importance to people's eternal salvation and future and knowledge, which I think, if you look at who we are as an FSA team, family service group, you know, our job is education. So it's hard for me to sit here and have a conversation with you and talk about, you know, I like to talk about the new sections because I think it's exciting.
Sure.
So that, and hopefully it spurs people's interest, and then more so not because to sell them, but because they've got to think about pre-planning. And you and I know how much we've talked about pre-planning and how important it is and why it's such a great benefit to people to do that. So then, you know, to have this conversation going back and forth, I just start to get excited about, you know, just talking about who we are, because we never get to really do that much.
I'll throw away the topics.
Well, don't, because I might just sit there looking at you with this dumbfounded look going
on. But we only have 7 minutes to go in the show anyhow, so we might as well continue along this. Because I don't think we've ever devoted a near entire show about the kind of people that are associated with the Catholic Cemeteries Association and the people that you seek to hire.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? I have a feeling that we probably should take the next show and talk a little bit more in detail about, like, family service advisors and, you know, who they are and what we do. And I think it'll be interesting. And I think actually, you know, people out there listening should know that, and this is important, that, you know, when you come in for a meeting with a family service advisor, you're meeting someone who really just wants to hear what you think you need. And their job is to educate you so that you know your rights as a Catholic Christian. You know what is available to you within the cemetery of choice that you have. I mean, we operate 30 cemeteries within the archdiocese. That's a lot of cemeteries. There's a lot of folks that have been entrusted to our eternal care. And believe it or not, that is a supremely intense responsibility. Because think about the literally hundreds of thousands of families that have entrusted their loved ones to us. And you have to make sure you're taking care of them for eternity. Now, our small little niche here for the time that we're on earth, you know, may only be this 10, 20, 30-year period, but we have to set up a system and make sure that everything is in place so that for eternity, it is going to be taken care of.
Everybody's different, but what is the one thing pretty much universally that they ask of you or that they request of you?
You mean families coming in?
Families coming in, yes.
Well, I will say that I think the first thing that I have noticed about families coming in is that they are trepidatious because it's not something you talk about every day. It's not something you have experience or knowledge.
So is it fair to say they don't even know what questions they should ask because they've never been in
that?
In
a lot of ways, the first question is, so what do you guys have? You know, what is it that we do? Okay. How does this go?
Makes sense.
How does the meeting go? Yeah. You know, when I train my new family service advisors, one of the things I tell them is talk about the agenda. Tell the family. One of the first things you want to tell the family is, look, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to sit down. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions so that you can kind of tell me through those questions what you're interested in or maybe what a loved one might have been interested in. And once you give me that information, we'll go take a tour of the cemetery and I'll show you the park and the areas where the things you've brought up are available to you. And then we'll come back here and you'll have an opportunity to think about it. You can make a decision today or you can wait. It's up to you. But at least you'll be armed with the knowledge and you'll have enough knowledge that you can make a good decision, whether it's today or it's sometime in the future, about how you want to take care of yourself and your loved ones in the future. And then maybe at some point we have a little discussion about memorialization options, you know, whether it's a headstone, whether it's going to be in a mausoleum, whether it's going to be a flush marker, what type of writing, you know, all these things. And then, of course, if generally this doesn't happen the same meeting, but hopefully you set up an appointment to talk about the Catholic funeral plan, because that's becoming a vital part of what we offer to families, and it's been greatly received and quite successful.
Now, someone is listening to this, and they're saying, boy, that sounds like me, or that sounds like my son or daughter or family member or friend.
What traits of what a family service advisor does.
Right. And what would you recommend them to
do? Give me a call. Absolutely.
That's the first
call,
step.
Yeah, call me up and say, hey,
let's meet.
I'd like to talk to you about the position of family service advisor. And the first thing I'll say is, here's my email. Send me your resume. You know, and I talk to everybody. I don't ever ignore a call.
You know what I like most about what you just said and what you seek? You're not looking. You could have been a salesman for 40 years or 30 years or zero.
That's not the primary.
No, it's not. No. And that's, you don't hear that every day from somebody. They want the experience of, oh, how many years in sales? Well, I don't. You're looking for the compassion, for the empathy, for you'd rather have somebody that's a better listener than talker.
Yes. God gave us two ears and one mouth, and there's a reason for
that.
Say
that all the time.
Okay? You got to listen. And I also truly believe that if you come from a position of a strong heart, a service-oriented mindset, you want to listen. That's what you want to do. You want to hear what the people in front of you are saying because that's going to tell you what their needs are. And ultimately, what do we want to do? In every aspect of our life, we want to satisfy needs. We may not say it in that term, but you want to make sure your children are happy. You want to make sure your spouse is happy. You want to make sure your boss is happy. You want to make sure you're happy. So you're satisfying needs for others all the time, even though we don't necessarily look at it that way.
Okay, so that's great. But I got to ask you an obvious question that anybody would ask you if they sat down. I think I'm the right person for the job. But I got I got a family. I mean, is it something that I can make a living doing?
You can make a very good living in this position.
Okay.
But I will say, I'll say it on air, and I tell every person that I interview with, it's the hardest job you've ever had. I don't care what you've done.
Because it pulls on your heartstrings.
Because of the emotional attachment that you, one, develop for the families that are in front of you, and secondly, the emotions that they are displaying. And some of the situations that you find yourself in. Look, there's no way that you're not going to be emotionally impacted by the family who comes in to bury their six-month-old, okay?
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. You just can't. It tears you up. Or the 17-year-old who committed suicide. I mean, it's horrible, and I'm sorry to be a downer now. All of a sudden, we've had this great talk about what we do.
You've got to talk about the pluses and the minuses,
But that's the reality.
It is reality.
It's the hardest job you've ever done. But if you know that you have a mind and a heart for service, then this is the type of position that you want.
Folks, if you yourself or you know somebody who would fit this role, God, there's not enough of us on God's green earth, but that I think can do this job, but they're out there. Call the Catholic Cemeteries Association. Reach out to Chris. Send your resume. And let me tell you, there's a couple of things that you can do here. Number one, you could start with some information on the Catholic Cemeteries Association on their website at www.ccacem.org. I'd fill yourself up with some info on there. And then send your resume, email it to the Catholic Cemeteries Association at ccawdrc@gmail.com. No, or would you rather have them email it to you directly, Chris?
And we'll give them that information. I'll give it to them when they call.
Oh, then let me give you the number. 800-505-0080. I'll say it again. 800-505-0080. For Chris Radlitz, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.